brings diehard sports fans together as one big family through tailgate and road trips. Now the guys from Green Legion are bringing the tailgate to the airwaves. Quimby, Hollis Tank Thomas, Michael Diaz, and Chris Sack always keep the party going. So crack a beer, take a shot, and join the virtual tailgate now on Green Legion Radio.
Everyone, Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia, 104.1 Trenton, WDASAM through the rest of the Delaware Valley. It is a very somber day for us here at the Green Legion and the Green Legion family. Normally you hear me coming in, hey everybody, Green Legion Radio, and it's just not that kind of atmosphere right now. As you know, we pre-record our shows on Thursday, and we got some terrible news this morning that our amazing friend of the program, Alex Donahue, passed away last night in his sleep. For all of you listening, it's going to be a tough show to get through, and we're gonna plow through it. We're not going to spend a whole lot of time on this. A lot of people are just starting to digest the loss, and it's just not,
it hurts.
He wasn't sick. It came as a shock. The only saving grace is that he passed away in his sleep. That's all we really know at this point. And I've been crying all day, so, you know, get used to it. I don't even care what you guys think in that regards. It's been a rough day for all of us, but we're going to try to entertain as much as we can. And we appreciate everybody in the Green Legion family that's in our room right now that is having as difficult of a time as most of us are. But yeah, we'll get through it. We'll get through it. Anyway, so to Alex's family, MB, the entire family, his parents, extended Green Legion family, we send our deepest condolences and try to move on. We'll keep you abreast of all funeral services and ceremonies and talk about that as it takes place and as we get that information. But we're going to go with the show right now. Green Legion Radio, Bud Light Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler. Brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry for all your residential contracting needs and a tissue. Please.
Oh, yeah.
Sam, can you go give the give me a paper towel? I don't think a tissue is going to work.
You might need to get two or three for them.
MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry for all your residential contracting needs. Please reach out to them at mcsinc-pa.com or call 484-202-3656. That's 484-202-3656. Big show today. First of all, we're retiring the Sean McVay's fiance watch list.
I retired it weeks ago, but I know it. Quimby is the MC of the show, so it all goes with him. But
you know what you think really doesn't matter most of the time. I'm just talking for a friend.
No, I know, not for the fans of the show, of course. But
well, the fans of the show, they tell you to shut up all the time. I didn't know if you knew that, but
so yeah. One more time. As long as she looks as good as she does, she's on the watch list.
It's going down. I'm just telling you, all we need is a
face.
There
you go.
They need to get that out there, buddy.
Also, first of all, joined today, we're a little short-staffed here, but we do have an excellent guest in-house today, and excellent stuff to talk about coming up because, everybody, we're only a couple months away from football, baby! Well, a couple months away from regular season. Two months.
Yeah, two.
Thank you for interrupting. Remember, we talked about this.
Okay.
2 months from the inaugural game, which is September 9th.
To the day, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, to the day. So, Tank, please.
I was going to say is that,
now you don't want to talk?
I was going to say that we were in football purgatory. Like we were talking about the other day. We were in football purgatory because nothing is going on. You just saw the Stanley Cup just finish, even though we didn't give a damn about it. Basketball is kind of like here and there. And baseball is about to go into All-Star weekend. So we are currently in football purgatory.
Yeah. Well, we're going to
can't wait.
We're going to get through that because we have a lot to talk about tonight. Along with Hollis Tank Thomas, Michael Shut Up Diaz, Zach is away with the family this week, enjoying some
R&R?
He's in the room already. He What's up, Zach?
We appreciate that.
Means it's going to be a great show.
It is. It is. As soon as you know, we kick you out.
You know he said the same thing when you weren't here?
I won't be here in 2 weeks, so I don't even think we'll have a show in 2 weeks.
Yes, but, no, don't worry. Yeah, we get by without you.
And Slash is at a rehearsal dinner for his best friend's wedding. We got a lot going on, so Super Sam Brady is taking over.
Woo!
Producing duties.
Don't mess it up, Sam.
No pressure.
And special guest in-house tonight from Crab du Jour, Jeff Schroth. I'm saying that properly. It's not Schroth.
It's Schroth.
It's Schroth. Yeah, okay. Excellent. Good.
Good job. You should probably figure it out before we start rolling, but that's okay.
See, this is what he's talking about. This is why he always wants to hit you in the mouth. I'm just saying.
You remember that Clint Eastwood movie, that Left Turn, Clyde? You don't know that one.
No, of course.
I don't know that one because when you said.
Remember the movie with the orangutan that it was his buddy?
Oh, yeah.
And he would sit in the car, and every time he wanted to punch somebody,
he'd tell him to do it.
He'd just say, left turn, Clyde, and Clyde would go like this out the car window. Boom.
Yeah, I thought you were going to bring up Tropic Thunder when I said, when Tom Cruise was like, who's the guy on the set that does stuff? Hit him in the face. Really hard.
So, Jeff is with us, and we're going to talk a lot about the Fin.
Yes.
I know. He's like,
Crab du Jour,
and the Fin is our home this year for the player show on Thursday night with Dave Spadaro and a current different Eagles player every week from 6 to 8. We did find out today that at least one of our hours from 6 to 8 will be live on Fox Sports Radio here in Philadelphia. And there is a very good possibility that both hours will be live.
Oh, baby.
The Fin. Is that considered the Fillmore where it is?
It's the location of the Fillmore.
Yeah. Okay. Right across from Goose Island?
Right across.
Yeah. Right.
Which is now Left Hand Brewing.
Oh, it's not Goose Island anymore?
No.
I don't go down that way ever.
I go down there sometime, but just when I'm turning around and it, and I'm like, damn, they switched everything up.
It's a great spot there. I mean, Jeff, we're talking for Jeff right now. Jeff will tell us what's up, but you go to shows there. I mean, I'm itching. The Fillmore is the best place to watch music, listen to music in the area here. Left Hand Brewing, I haven't been to. You guys haven't been open yet, but we're going to be there at least twice a week.
Mm. At least.
Throughout the season.
Well, I got to tell you, Jeff also brought some food in for us.
Yeah.
And it is it's the crawfish boil.
Slow down.
It's the bags.
Tell me about
tank.
Tell me about the food.
I know, but you got to stop.
Okay.
You know,
sorry.
I don't want to clean up that mess underneath your
tank. You got to stop being tank.
Oh, sorry. Continue about the food.
Well, we haven't had boil. We haven't had that since Krabby's.
Mm.
And Krabby's was just okay.
No.
I'm smelling. Well, I'll get to you. Damn you when it comes to food.
I know, but I'm the expert here. I'm the biggest guy here. I was just going to tell you that I played 3 years in New Orleans, and I haven't seen a bag like that since I've been from New Orleans. That's all I was going to say.
Jeff, we recommend you have a limit for tank when there. All right. So, like,
see, this is the point. This is the point where I'm not.
That was a great level.
Make sure
they just bleep it.
They bleep that. Yep.
I can think of nothing else to say besides that.
That's why I wanted to sit across from you today.
I'm never gonna hit you. You're my guy.
Oh God.
I love you, brother. You know, awesome. I'm never gonna hit you, but I will threaten you like nobody's business.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. So, Jeff, why don't you tell us real fast about the restaurant, what people can plan to see, what kind of food, everything that you want to talk about right now. The floor is yours, brother.
So thank you very much, and thank you for having me.
Please.
Awesome to be here. So our new Crab du Jour, been around since 2019. Since then, opened up 78 locations.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
78, huh?
78.
78 locations.
And then we're going
to no!
There you go. That's,
I'm your spokesperson.
Now.
Yeah, I'm your spokesperson right now.
Right.
Let's make it happen.
Yes, sir.
78 ways.
Eat all you can.
Oh, damn, Skippy.
Please.
Continue, Jeff.
So then by 2022, we're hoping to have 200, not counting the Fin, which is a new brand of Crab du Jour, which is going to be a high-end seafood restaurant. We're going to have about 20 locations throughout the United States, all high-end areas. So Times Square, Philadelphia, of course, number one.
Yes. Best restaurant city in the country.
That's right. Las Vegas, the casinos, all over the place.
So the Finn is, it's an upscale restaurant. However, it's also, you're going to have a bar. You're going to have a big ass television. We already know that went in, right?
Right. 25 foot long, 8 feet high.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Just,
He's excited to, you know what? There's food here. He gets that way.
Right. Right.
It's going to be tender.
Have an outs, a double-sided bar, just like Mad Rex was. We're just repurposing everything, sweetening the deal pretty much.
Excellent.
Turning that restaurant into what it actually should be used for. And that's all you guys.
Seating for how many?
It's still on the roundabout of what we're working on, but we're hoping about 200 plus.
Nice.
Okay. Ooh. That might fit our Thursday night show crowd. Yeah. But, I mean, you know, we'll talk about maybe move some tables.
Well, understand, of course.
Outdoor dining.
He takes up two spots.
Yeah, because so. I'm a man, and I win. Look it up. It's in the Geneva Convention.
Right. How do you expect to be open by?
I'm hoping by end of August, beginning of September.
Okay. All right. Soft opening in August.
Yes.
Okay. A
lot of tastings I expect you all to be at.
Tastings? Why did you say that? Why did you say that on end? That's public.
You do realize that he lives right across the street.
I'll be walking over there.
I'll pick
That'll
you
be
up.
My exercise.
You got to work that off.
Yeah. I'm going to walk over there. And then once I get over there and I eat my fill, then I walk it off. I will be able to see, like, once I start being able to see, that means I've walked off the meal.
Look, if you give the okay, thumbs up for my chef,
okay,
he'll love you. We'll love you.
Okay.
Good thing. Over anytime.
Oh, good thing. Awesome, awesome.
Right. He is. Well, hold on, though. I'll be honest with you. He can eat, but he's a finicky eater. He doesn't just like everything. It's not, you know, he likes good food. He'll tell you if it's crap.
Do you think I built this physique off crap? I'm just saying. Ask yourself.
Well, everybody, you can plan on seeing us down there with Jeff every Thursday, starting on September 9th, before the opening day of the NFL season from 6 to 8. We'll be broadcasting at least 1 hour, like I said, live on Fox Sports The Gambler here in Philadelphia, possibly two right now. Dave Spadaro will be down for every show, as well as a current Eagle roster player. We had some pretty excellent names over the over that first season. Jordan Mailata.
Yep.
Let's see.
Cradle. Everybody, sorry to interrupt you. I'm gonna step in here. Start coming down from the very first week, because what happened was there was a slow build throughout the year. We were having guests come in, and it's like, oh, like, I mean, we had JJ. But by the end of the year, I remember, like, Boston Scott came in like mid October, undrafted guy, you know, young, you know, coming in, talking. We made a little bet with him for the Buffalo game that we all went to. For Quimby's car, you know, like I like spending Quimby's money.
No mas Maserati challenge this year.
And by the end of the season, when the Eagles were making their run, I remember reading in the paper that there was a Boston Scott signing at some sports Plymouth meeting, and it was like a 3 hour line wait. Or you could just hang out with Green Legion Radio, have a good time, meet the guys.
Yep.
The players were at least everyone's different, very accessible. They were great. I wasn't expecting them to be so open, talking to fans, the pictures and everything. It was great.
Well, when you and Dave's picks guys, he makes sure that they're not jerks.
Because they were great.
Yeah, because some guys are truly jerks, and was like, no, I'm not going to sign that, or you need to pay me to do that. So
yeah, and they were relaxed with our I don't know what you want to say, our methods or brand, whatever. They had a good time. Alex Singleton,
we talk them up. Yeah. You know what? We highlight them. And a lot of these guys are younger players. They're not going to be seasoned vets. We won't see Fletcher Cox down there, but we may see Jalen Hurts.
I may be able to get Fletcher down there.
Okay. All right. That's good.
Excellent.
And possibly BG, but let me work on something.
But the best part about the show was the buildup. And we actually, We're seeing a pretty tremendous crowd towards the end of that season. And then when we had our three episodes at Chickie's last year before Mayor decided to close up the city after Thanksgiving, we had a hell of a show there our last time. And that was without a player.
Right. Without a player.
So now we have the backing of iHeart.
I miss me, though. Thanks.
Former player. Everyone loves you, Tank. You're everyone's.
We're going to have a talk about you interrupting in the green room in the first break here.
Hey, Sam, how things going? I'm going to tell you, I'm the season man.
But it was really starting to catch fire, and now the station is going to be completely behind the show, and it is we're gonna knock this out of the park. Not to mention the fact that I'm sure your product's going to be great, which we're all looking for something like this.
Right? I hope so. Right? You don't have it. You don't. You have to go to Center City for it.
Ooh.
You know, this is in our backyard.
Yeah, and we need that. Right. Northern Liberties needs an infusion of something better and different and upscale.
And it's Fishtown. You know,
it is.
Speaks for itself.
It is.
Right.
It is.
It's the greatest dotted line I ever signed.
Besides, of course, you know, working with us.
Well, for you guys, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. All right. Great. Yeah.
So let's move on. We're going to continue. Jeff is going to stay on the show with us the entire time. Jeff, feel free to add anything at any point in time. Normally we say raise your hand, but these two knuckleheads just argue and interrupt all the time, so it doesn't really matter. But a surprise note for everybody, because we have not talked about this just yet. We're in July again, everybody, and what does that mean? It means casting call time for Philly's Finest Swimsuit Calendar 2022 edition. And we have the beautiful Mackenzie coming in studio here in about a half hour. So our first girl for 2022 Swimsuit Calendar will be in this evening. Business part, let me get that out of the way. Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia, 104.1 Trenton, 1480 WDAS AM through the rest of the Delaware Valley. Rate, review, subscribe, download Green Legion Radio on iTunes or Google Play. Or the easiest thing to do is
to go to the iHeart app and download Fox Sports The Gambler Philadelphia and go down to Green Legion and just subscribe to Green Legion, because they will give you an alert every time we post a show.
And
what?
Baseball brunch.
And baseball brunch. Sorry. He's not here. He's not big time.
No, right he's now. Big time isn't here to bother us about it.
Big time not here to bother us about it.
That's great. Yeah,
baseball brunch.
Hold on. I'm going to change the angle of our stream yard right now. There we go.
There we go. That's sexier. I like that.
All right. Everybody, Green Legion Radio is brought to you by our good friends at Bud Light Seltzer, Michelob Ultra, Stateside Vodka, and Stateside Bourbon, MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry, The Next Sip, hands-free drinking. Keep those hands free while you drink, baby. All the Cavanaugh's restaurants, Cavanaugh's Riverdeck, Cavanaugh's Head House, Cavanaugh's Rittenhouse, our good friend Paul working the basement bar down there, Cavanaugh's University City, all the beautiful ladies at Delilah's working their way through med school and law school, All City Fitness Philadelphia locations, East Market, Logan Square, Graduate Hospital, Fishtown, Northern Liberties. If you're not in the city or across the bridge, make sure you check out our good friends at Echelon Health and Fitness. Bucks County Baseball Company. The website's bigger than the showroom. www.buckscountybaseballco.com. The King of Prussia Diner opening soon, everybody. It's coming soon. Cherry Hill Triplex. Our good friends across the bridge. Mitsubishi, Kia, Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, all service and parts, everything. And new and used vehicles online and offline. And part of our family of crab du jour coming to us soon, The Fin. The Fin, everybody. And, of course, Dave Bavuso, State Farm agent in Williamstown, New Jersey. Everybody check out State Farm for a great deal. And the real deal, contact Dave Bavuso, State Farm at, damn it, 856-740-5012. Dave Bavuso, State Farm Agency, 856-740-5012. Tank!
What's up?
What happened this week in sports history and what happened this week in Hollis history? You got about 2 minutes.
Okay, quickly here. It's January the 10th, 2021. It's the 191st day of the year. There's 174 of these puppies remaining. We're going to go straight to events. It's July the 8th, 1796. The very first United States passport was issued by the Passport Company. And also in 1933 on this day, the Philadelphia Eagles, then the Frankfurt Yellow Jackets, was sold to make them the Philadelphia Eagles. It's the inception of our team. We also have the 2015, the trademark was vacated by the Washington football team. The actual trademark was vacated. And on July the 9th, this week, 1968, we made the worst trade ever. Wilt Chamberlain was traded from the 76ers to the Lakers.
And for who?
I don't know for who. It didn't matter for who. It was just the fact that you traded. It was the only time ever that the reigning MVP was traded the next season.
Ah.
I have a couple of quick birthdays here. Today is is Nikola Tesla's birthday, Mary McLeod Bethune, Arthur Ashe, Sophia Vergara, and this weekend is my mom's birthday, Carolyn, Virginia. Her birthday is going to be July the 11th.
Ah, happy birthday, happy, Mama Tan.
Yes. Buttons. Yes, we'll be there seeing her.
Listen, Button needs to get out here and make some more meatloaf. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, we got to get Buttons out on a live show or something.
We get it back out there. My pops makes the lasagna, so you're good with that. And that's all I have today.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. You guys, when we come back, we got the elephant in the room, which is the Olympics, everybody. We're going to talk a little bit of Eagles. We're going to talk a little bit of Phillies. Not too bad right now. Again, this is Thursday's show. 4 out of 6. And hopefully they can beat up on the Cubbies again tonight. They had a tough time last night. 5 runs given up by Wheeler. Only 2 were earned, but we're going to get to that in a little bit. Everybody, stay with us. It's going to be an excellent show. Bud Light, Green Legion Radio, here on Fox Sports Radio in Philadelphia, brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. We'll be back right after this. To you by our friends at MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry. For all your residential contracting needs, call 484-202-3656. That's 484-202-3656. Everybody happy to have in-house tonight Super Sam Brady producing, Hollis Tank Thomas, Michael Shut Up Diaz, and Mr. Finn, Jeff Schroth. You know, you can put those arm handles down. It's a little bit more comfortable.
I feel like I look like a doof on the camera.
So. You look good, man. You're the only one that's in shape around here. Yeah. The rest of us are, well, oh, here we go.
What about Athlete Row over here? Come on. And Super Sam, she's in great shape.
I can't look at her. She's our intern.
Oh, stop it. we'll end it there. Don't want any HR calls.
Hey, did you know what I learned this weekend?
Oh, my God. We can always have that segment. What did we learn this week?
Well, I learned what Bud Light stood for. You want to know what it stands for? Bitch, you don't like it.
What?
Go home, then. Bitch, you don't like it. Go home, then.
That's not true, right? Because everybody loves Bud.
Don't write that down. We're fine.
I learned it from a young lady. She was at the liquor store, and she was buying some Bud Light, and she said, "You know what Bud Light stands for?" I was like, no, ma'am. Why don't you enlighten me? She's like, "Bitch, you don't like it. Bitch, you don't like it. Go home."
All right, you might want to not keep pushing it.
Okay. Was she hitting on you? That sounds like she was hitting on you, man.
Right?
It was cool.
You were wearing glasses. You couldn't see.
I seen her. She was nice. She was really nice looking.
Everybody, I might as well get to it, right?
Yes.
Dun, 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 dun. There we go. Everybody, excellent, excellent year. All right. Coming off of crap, which we all know. Mm. Now we're going to start getting inundated. Thank God hockey's over. Thank God my nephew Justin became a Tampa Bay Ray. Lightning fan.
Just say no,
Justin.
You gotta correct him, man.
We're gonna have that conversation.
He's down there though.
He's been there for less than a year.
I know. Thank you.
All right.
It's all they got. No. Besides the Bucks.
No, and guess what? He bought season tickets to the Bucks when he got there. You know, he's a sports fan. So you give him that. He's from in the middle of nowhere, Colorado. And the Broncos are crap. They've been the Rockies suck. Avalanche haven't been relevant in 20 years. The Nuggets, yeah, okay. But you know what? He's from originally the Baltimore area. So he's a Ravens fan. That's his true and tried. But, Justin, we're going to have to talk, baby. We're going to have to talk. I don't want you hopping on this. First of all, no Tampa fans deserve a title at all.
They're not zero. They're not Tampa fans. They're Northeast people that move down there and they buy tickets for business purposes.
They're suction cups. Yeah. They're leeches.
That's good. I like that. Suction cups.
That's what they are.
They're advanced shoobies.
Thank you. Yeah, my man. Shoobies get more Jeff. Money. He hasn't said a lot yet, but every time he does, it has an impact.
It's quality. Way to go, Jeff.
So the elephant in the room here is we have the Olympics, and we get a good 2.5-3 weeks. It's in Tokyo, been there for anybody anybody listening around the Philadelphia area or listening on the iHeartRadio app around the world, if you have a Philadelphia fan or somebody from the Delaware Valley that's a Philadelphia sports fan and it's going to Tokyo for the Olympics, free plug, Eagles Bar in the Roppongi district of Tokyo called Geronimo's.
Unfortunately, there will be not only no American fans, no Japanese fans. There will be no fans at this Olympics. You cannot travel. No,
I thought it was 25%.
No, first off, it was no foreign fans. It was just going to be locals. And then today, they are in a state of emergency. There will be no fans at any of these events.
So, like I said, everybody look forward to the Thursday night player show at the Finn here.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No fans. No fans.
Really?
Yep.
Good.
Which I feel, it's not even the fans that I feel bad for, which stinks. Actually, one of our friends from Fox Sports, the Gambler, Philly influencer, great writer, great on social media, Candace McLean.
Okay.
She's awesome. She was scheduled to go to Japan last year and got a press pass for the Olympics.
Right.
And they canceled it.
Ah.
I wonder how they're going to work for the press this year, but yeah, no fans there. I was talking about this with my lovely wife Abby, and I was like, yeah, we're gonna see how it is. Basketball last year in the bubble worked kind of okay. Baseball was terrible with no fans. Hockey was okay. NFL, it's not the same. But guess what? They're still gonna have the Olympics, and for Quimby's sake, you're still gonna be able to gamble on the Olympics, which is all really Quimby's trying to get to. He's working his way down there.
No.
Yeah, I saw the run sheet. You got odds on everything.
I'm sorry. Shut the hell up. What?
we're gambling on the Olympics this year. I guess that's what we're doing.
Well, right? No, there's interesting things to talk about.
Yes, of course. Absolutely. Yeah.
It's,
but at least we're having them.
There's going to be having them.
It's July. We're going to have Olympics.
And you know what? The athletes that have been working their asses off their entire lives to get this deserve it. Mm-hmm. Deserve it in every way.
Yeah. You know what? Bad for the athletes, though. The Olympic Village is going to have certain restrictions. There will be a lower condom distribution in the Olympic Village. They've got all sorts of restrictions. I think they're going to be confined to their own like dorms or houses or whatever they have there.
I got to be honest with you. Last night, I knew that I was prepared to have a busy day today, aside what unfolded, unfortunately.
Wow, that's different. With a busy day for you?
You can shut the hell up.
Hey, right turn, Claude.
I'm sorry.
He almost did it.
Deepest apologies. I had a flashback.
As I was,
I thought you were totally
as wrong. I was doing my Olympic research last night, I wanted to get through our run sheet for the show today so I could have all day to get everything else done that I needed to get done. I started thinking, I'm like, man, I'm kind of fired up. I'm like, damn it. Do you believe in miracles? And I put it on the 1980 documentary of the U.S. Olympic hockey team. It's just, I don't think we'll ever have. And we always say that, you know, you'll never have another 20 win in a row baseball team, but records are meant to be broken, but I don't believe, and you weren't around.
No, you weren't born then.
Tank and I were, but you were a young man.
Yeah, I was a young
man. I was old enough, I was 10, to know at least what was going on and to know the political value that the series for the U.S. men's hockey team held for the country. But you never, I don't think you'll ever see another situation where it's such an underdog story that did more for a country than that one particular sporting event will ever do, ever again.
I would say that the 1980 men's Olympic gold medal team is the most Philly team in U.S. Olympic history. It's like they weren't that
not
good.
A single one was from Philly.
Well, I'm just saying the way that we like all of our grit and hustle and all that, that's all that team was. They weren't good. I don't want to say that. They were a great team. They were a great team. They worked as a team. Those guys didn't play in the NHL.
Well, see,
they weren't stars.
There's your
thank you, Michelle
stuff.
Whitney. No alcohol, no autographs, no cheers.
Now, you there's your analytical side going up. They're the champions. They were the champions then.
No, they're great. I mean, they're
Everyone
that's
knows.
Like when they, that's like when everybody, when people talk about the best team didn't win. Well, the best team on that day won.
That's right.
Yeah, so they put it all together. When you put it all together, people tend to like
hard work. It's great.
Yeah, hard work, dedication, and blood, sweat, and tears. And when people tend to try to downplay it, well, that team was better. Well, I'm holding the title.
Well,
I got the big.
The thing is, though, that Russian team that the U.S. team beat, like they weren't. They were. The
unbeatable.
They
unbeatable.
Were the Kareem or the Lou Alcindor UCLA. Like they were unstoppable. Right. It wasn't like, oh, they're the favorites. Like the Chiefs are the favorites or whoever you want to say, the Red Sox, the Yankees. Like, no. This was like a multi-year, like they were the best team in any sports all over the place.
Oh, okay.
And the U.S. team took them out. It was great.
Hold on a second, everybody. Connie Pfeiffer in the house. How are you?
Hey, Connie.
Hey, baby.
How we doing? Excellent. Okay, I didn't even know you guys were here. We will get to you on our next break. And thanks for being here, everybody. Excellent.
We're talking about Summer Olympics today.
Yeah. So yeah. The 2022 Phillies Finest Swimsuit Calendar is part of the local Olympics here.
It's a tough competition.
I'm in charge of the combine. I thought we were in a circle of trust.
How much time do we have on this one, Sam? 5 minutes. All right. Okay. Well, let's get started because let's talk about that which we know and gold medal favorites for the U.S. Olympic team.
Nice. I didn't look at any of this.
So yeah. This is good stuff. Obviously, let's start with men's basketball and Kevin Love.
Hey,
it's funny.
I know because
he has been irrelevant for three seasons.
I know, and he's going to be an integral part of their team.
All right.
Well,
I saw that.
Listen, anyone that wants to do this, the political stuff and all that, maybe some truth in that, but we saw
it was meant to be a bit of a joke.
Okay,
I don't want to focus on this.
He will be a stretch five off the bench, and he will help the team.
He'll hit a few threes.
That's all he's there for.
He's not going to be big shot Bob, but he'll hit him in the third quarter. All right, right now, and it's even funnier where the men's Olympic basketball team is favored heavily to win the gold. The women's basketball team is ridiculously favored. Right now, odds for the men are -305 to win the gold medal. The women are at -1250.
Dominant
in the sport.
Well, if you've never watched WNBA, they're getting a lot better than they had in the past.
Yeah, this is true.
WNBA, this is Philadelphia. Get us a team. Some of us have little girls we want to take to the games.
Oh, here we go. All of a sudden, huh? That tune has changed in the last year.
I know he's a little liberal now, huh?
Oh, no, no one has ever accused me or any member of Diaz Nation of being a liberal. That is far out of my range.
You just expressed
it. He is such a liberal. It's not even
he just
funny.
Expressed it, exactly.
That is ridiculous.
So, Jeff, how you doing?
Here's an interesting one. Let's talk about this because we have another women's team that is favored, but it's not as favored as you might think. All right. Dominant in soccer, the women's national team has been for the last 20 years.
Longer.
They don't come out of the gate with an insurmountable odd. All right, they're only -125 right now. Ooh. And that says something. That suggests, which is weird because the next team that could compete with them is Great Britain and they're +500. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense. It's almost even money if you're betting on the women's team. But as we are not truly a gambling show, we're going to move on from that just to talk.
Well, whatever do you mean?
Just to talk about when we come back from break, what I feel about the women's U.S. soccer team.
Do we have to let it go?
No. I would like you to talk about it.
Thank you, Jack. Shut the hell up.
See?
Thank you.
I'm going to kick you out.
Thank you.
I'm going out there to get ready.
Thank you. All right. Everybody, Bud Light Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports Radio in Philadelphia, brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. My name is Quimby. I'm with Tank. I'm with Diaz. I'm with Jeff. I'm with Super Sam. And we've got Connie and Mackenzie coming on the show here after this break. Everybody, we'll be back right after this. EAS 1480 AM throughout the rest of the Delaware Valley. We are with Hollis Tank Thomas, number 78 in your program, number one in your hearts. Michael, please shut up as often as possible, Diaz. Jeff, Big Finn, Schroth, and Super Sam Brady coming in at the top of the hour. Connie Pfeiffer, our lead scout for Philly's finest. Our lead scout for Philly's finest 2022 calendar, and the beautiful Mackenzie. Oh, my God. Saw her in the green room. Everybody, make sure you hang around, and I will move the camera off of me to make sure everybody can see this beautiful young lady.
It just proves the point how important social media is to this operation.
There we go.
And Connie's in charge of casting our Green Legion calendar.
Well, first of all, don't give Diaz any credit for casting. Okay?
No, I didn't give Diaz any credit. I said Connie's in charge of all.
Connie's the best.
Yes. Quimby is not involved at all. It's all Connie.
Anyway, back to women's soccer.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Yeah. See, that's what you get. It's about to be the longest 10 minutes. Shut up. Let him go. Go ahead, Quimby. Quimby, come on. I need you to concentrate on this because I enjoy these rants like nobody's business.
All right, first of all, it does help U.S. women's soccer that their group right now is Sweden, Australia, New Zealand. This is hysterical. Plus 1,300 for Sweden, plus 2,000 for Australia, plus 15,000 for New Zealand. I'll take a dollar, Bob.
Wait. Australia and New Zealand in the same group?
I thought
there
was
going to be a lot of hair pulling in that game. Sorry for yelling at the mic. I got a little excited. I'll tune in for that match. A lot of blonde girls pulling on each other's hair.
All right. I'm going to tell you right now. I understand there's Philadelphia ties with Julie. All right. I am not rooting for the U.S. women's soccer team.
Because you are a communist.
Oh, God, no. Stop it.
And you only bring this up because you are a liberal. But that's okay. I'm not cheering for them. I hope they play in a manner where that wench, Megan Rapinoe, shuts up and retires. Okay? I'm sorry. It has nothing to do with social stances. I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm not bringing...
Nothing. Nothing at all.
No.
Let him finish. Shut up.
It's okay. It has everything to do with how she treats her boss and the organization that writes her check. All right. Megan Rapinoe is worth $3 million. Her net worth is $3 million for playing soccer. And in no disrespect to this particular platform, playing women's soccer, which has absolutely zero freaking ratings until there's a World Cup or an Olympic. I'm sorry, and I get that you are the pinnacle for women, girls that want to become athletes. And guess what, Megan? You're doing pretty well, all right? And you wouldn't be doing as well as you are if you didn't have the U.S. women's soccer team to be a part of. Your endorsements make all your money, and I get it. But guess what? Here's the deal, okay? Name me one men's soccer player, United States men's national team, who makes more money than you.
Pulisic has to.
Hold on. Okay, maybe one. Maybe one. Maybe one.
Luckily, I have my Google machine in front of me.
But I guarantee we stack her up against every other no-name on that men's international team, and she's doing better than 98% of that squad. Hmm.
Yeah. And then the thing is
and you're bitching and complaining. If I was the U.S. women's soccer organization, I would have fired your ass a long time ago.
Basically, Quimby's been telling her, don't bite the hand that feeds you.
Thank you.
Ever.
Thank you.
You can kind of almost say what you want, but we continue to complain about your salary, and we're giving you the platform in which to get your endorsements.
Hold on a second. It's like a compensation plan for a salesman or a salesperson. Here, you get $100,000 a year plus bonuses, which means if you play well, you're going to get endorsements. Nobody likes a $100,000 salary if you want to make $500,000, but if you put your head down and you grind through it, you have the talent this chick does, then you're going to get it. And she is, and she's still bitching.
Yeah, I stopped eating Subway.
Shut the hell up.
Why did I stop eating Subway?
Exactly.
I stopped eating Subway because she was promoting the sandwiches. So.
Do you know why I eat Subway still?
Why?
Because Wawa sucks.
Wow.
I said, ooh. So,
that's okay. Them's fighting words in Philadelphia, but try their new chicken sandwiches, breaded chicken. You know that Arby's commercial where somebody says, why does that chicken nugget look like that? It should look like this. They went, I got the chicken, breaded chicken sandwich, which is pretty good up until the last time I just got a breaded chicken sandwich. You get a big, big wrapped hoagie sandwich. And it's really light. And you can't figure out why. And then you realize there's no chicken in the chicken breast.
I'd like to point out here, this is the time in the show where I do the thing that you hate and talk about how old you are. You still watch commercials. Everybody knows the best way to advertise is through
commercials. I watch commercials all the time. Podcast,
so all of our sponsors here on Greenleaf Radio do not need to hear that stupid remark.
Not on video, not on TV commercials. They should advertise through podcasts.
And thankfully, the easiest thing we can do is shut up Diaz.
You know why we muted you? Because you're an idiot. Really, you just did that with a
No, we're not on TV.
Dr. Rick.
Don't watch TV commercials.
Dr. Rick.
I'm getting there.
All right.
Exactly.
Let's talk about something that everybody should support.
Okay.
I was going to say get behind, but that was probably a bad thing to say.
Giggity.
Support. Giggity.
All right.
Best women's gymnastics team ever fielded.
Damn.
It is amazing. Simone Biles, who we all know is the GOAT.
Yep.
All right. She has an opportunity to be the first woman to win, in 8 straight years or back to back since a Czech gymnast. I can't remember her name.
Kamenici or whatever her name
is? No, that was Romanian, I think, right?
Yes, Romanian.
Okay. Next to her, and we're talking about four women that are going to compete in all these individual events, but then the team event.
Yes, the team event, right.
Sunisa Lee is easily number
two.
Saw
the trials. She's brick house. She's awesome.
Oh,
I mean, of course, they're all 4'9", but like, yeah.
No, but Sunisa's like 5'4".
Yeah.
That's what's funny. You stand her up next to Simone Biles, and it's like, whoa. Wait, I can't say it, but where did the Asian get that tall? We want to know.
Can you reach the rice check?
Yes,
as the resident liberal, we should cut that out of the.
See, there you go. There you go.
Jordan Chiles, Grace McCallum. All right, that is a foursome that should compete and should win overall.
Should dominate.
Literally, Biles and Lee have a chance to post 1 and 2 in every individual event.
You know, the one thing that I don't like is about what they do, the judging, because Biles has been so good, they don't know how to judge her anymore.
Right, because she's almost perfect.
It's like, and the funny thing is she's done some moves that nobody's ever seen before. I can't think of the name of it, but when I saw them, I was in complete utter awe.
Radio voice.
Yeah, radio voice.
It's called the Biles.
Okay. It's called the bile.
Usually
now.
The bile is what I have after getting seasick. But
anyway. That's actually once you get the thorn up too much. Yes, the bile is like the leftover part, and then you dry heave.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, okay. Deepest bile.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Anyway, combine this women's gymnastics team with the scandals that have taken place around this women's gymnastics team, unfortunately. And I think they're going to see more media attention than possibly any other sport in the Olympics right now, at least from our standpoint. We want to see domination.
Yeah.
Although you'd say, and attest to the women's basketball team. All right, the women's basketball team is just, it's a knife through hot butter. Yeah. It's only a matter of time before you get through the stick and how long it's going to take. They're going to win. All right. Yeah. Who's going to lay down a $10,000 to win a $1,000? I don't know.
Nah.
I wouldn't do it, but it's just a matter of time. With women's gymnastics and being able to watch just an incredible, what most of us can never do with our bodies. Let's be honest. All right, I can't touch my toes without farting. I'm not going to lie.
Well, that's because of the Bud Light.
Yeah.
Really?
Thanks again with our sponsors. Diaz, you're fired.
Oh, well, that's a good one.
Wait a minute, Wacklaw Wendy?
Yeah, that's it. He switched over. But I'm looking forward to watching all of these events so far. And we are going to talk more about, again, one of the strongest fields that we have in the Olympics, which is the U.S. track and field. When we get back on Bud Light Green Legion Radio, here on Fox Sports Radio in Philadelphia, brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry, with Hollis Tank Thomas, Michael Shut Up Diaz, Jeff the Finn Schroth, Super Sam Brady. At the top of the hour, when we come back, Connie Marie Piefer and the beautiful Mackenzie.
Hello.
In studio. We will be back right after this. All right, Bud Light Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia, 104.1 Trenton, WDAS 1480 AM throughout the rest of the Delaware Valley. Brought to you by our good friend. Perfect. Good job, Tech. Brought to you by our good friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. For all your residential contracting needs, make sure you reach out to them at 484-202-3656, 484-202-3656. We appreciate you spending your afternoon running down to the shore here on Saturday with us. We are at the top of the hour, and we've got a ton of stuff to get through. And as promised, oh, it's a beautiful time of year when Philly's finest 2022 potential swimsuit calendar models come in. And I have to be honest with you, Mackenzie, I don't know. I don't know if you're going to make it.
We're going to get real tough here. Get the laser pointer out and all that.
No, this is not Howard Stern. Everybody, I am just teasing. Mackenzie, welcome to Green Legion Radio. How are you?
I am very well. Thank you for having me.
Please.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, of course.
It is our pleasure to have you. Everybody, okay, so if you have not been part of our programming since last year, it is time to get 12 models for Philly's finest swimsuit calendar 2022, which, by the way, you will be able to receive free calendars signed by not only 2022 swimsuit calendar models and 2021 swimsuit calendar models at the Finn every Thursday night for the Players Show here on Fox Sports Radio in Philadelphia. Mackenzie.
Yes.
You are an absolute angel. How are you? Oh,
thank you. I'm doing great.
Good.
How are you?
Good. I haven't
seen Quimby this stumbling over since Nate Gary was on the show in 2019. Nate or Alex Singleton or Jordan Mailata.
Guess what? Nate Gary's a free agent. Can you reach out to Nate Gary and see if he's available for the swimsuit calendar this year? Everyone, I'm going to just say it right now. We're going to go through preliminaries here and the rhetoric, but
the speed round.
She's in.
Yeah, go through the pleasantries, and you know, just to make it official.
All right. So Mackenzie Lee is your middle name.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell everybody your last name. We'll let them figure that out on your own. You're a public health dental hygiene practitioner at an FQHC.
Correct.
What is that?
So I provide educational and preventative procedures for the underserved population in Philadelphia.
Okay.
So I work at a federally qualified health center.
Federally qualified health center.
Yes. Is that like our friend? Not important.
It's not a friend to you, obviously.
Yeah. I guess this is where you'd be shutting the hell up, right? Thanks.
Okay. So you do perform dental hygiene. Janice.
Yep, correct.
All right. First of all, your teeth are perfect.
Thank you. That's my advertisement. So, yeah.
Hold on a second. You can go ahead. There it is. Everybody, if you're watching our StreamYard right now, she is in front of the big Green Legion Green is being an Eagles fan banner. And oh my God, she looks absolutely spectacular. You guys love that Green Legion Radio t-shirt that she has on?
I like it too.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like it too.
Yeah. Well, guess what? Mm-hmm. I think maybe it's time to maybe take it off for a hot second.
No, I like
I'll hold the microphone.
Yeah, hold the microphone. I like the t-shirt mainly because I don't have one.
Oh, here we go. I was on the phone with you and J.P. Lutz, Bucks County Baseball Company. The website is bigger than the showroom, BucksCountyBaseballCO.com. We'll get you the 4XL extra long, extra wide, baby.
Do I have it? I'm just saying you just gave her one. She just got here. Thanks a lot.
You can wear mine. It would be like a crop top. I think it's cute.
Hold on a second. Is that a challenge? Because I would like to see you even try to get in that. I don't even think you'd get your head through it.
I could get my head in there.
Okay.
I want to.
Hold on. I'm talking about the t-shirt, sir. Stop it.
I know.
HR! HR! Well, and thank God our HR violations committee is here on site today.
Hey, what is your stance on guys drinking White Claw?
Oh, what's up, White Claw, Wendy?
First off, let's be clear. Yeah, I'm sorry to interrupt. Step in front of you here, Connie, because I am not drinking White Claw. I am drinking delicious Bud Light Seltzer, which will be available at every Green Legion home tailgate and most road tailgates. The stuff is good. It's and by the way,
what flavor do you have?
I'm drinking the mango.
You are.
But I'm also drinking Bud Light Straight or whatever you want to call it.
Bud Light Regular.
Why is it Bud Light Straight? I just dug myself
in a corner there.
Yeah, I was asking for a friend. I'm just saying.
Hold on.
So, Mackenzie, it's great that you came in here. Our cover girl from last year, Julie, from
back cover girl. We have two cover girls, back cover and front cover. But
back cover, Julie. She introduced or she kind of gave us an introduction. Why didn't Julie introduce us earlier to the show in the calendar? We're happy to have you now, but it feels like, man, we should have known about you
because she didn't want to compete for the cover.
That's good. Good.
Hold on. Hold on a second. That was good, right?
Yeah. Good sportsmanship.
No, it was great because he didn't recognize that because he's a nut.
Well, we figured this out all through the day. Mackenzie, where are you from originally?
Bucks County.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And where do you live now?
South Philly.
Okay. Ooh.
So do you know how to bartend?
I do not. I know how to pour a really great glass of wine.
That's hired.
There you go. Come to the Finn. Come to the Finn. Just tell them Jeff sent you.
Excellent. Yoga?
Yes.
I can't believe you're flexible.
No.
Yeah. I mean, what? 0.2% body fat?
Sometimes I can touch my toes, yeah.
Sometimes I haven't been able to touch my toes in about 15 years.
Really? That's because the Bud Light regular.
I'm sorry, everybody. Cheers.
Cheers. And good things, mazel.
To Alex.
To Alex.
It's been a little bit of a rough show for us. We lost a good friend today. Yeah. But,
I'm sorry.
It's all good.
I drink Bud Light and I can touch my toes.
I can touch my toes.
No, I'd highly
all right,
that.
I can't. So
No.
Must be athlete row over there.
No. I highly doubt he can.
Oh my God, Connie, kick him.
Kick him now. Do it now.
Please.
You know what the funny part is I was wishing your dog was here to yank you out of that stance again.
See, Mackenzie, what Hollis, my friend on athlete row here is trying to do, he's trying to bring me down by push himself up by bringing me down. I had an injury last year. I'm fully recovered from still prime athlete on athlete row here, for Green Legion.
His dog went one way, and he tried to go the other, and his dog won.
What kind of dog?
He's a 90-pound mixed dog. I mean, he's okay, a big guy. This is mud. I was slipping.
This is actually what happened.
Okay. As long as it's not a chihuahua, we're good.
No, he was picking up the pieces.
Oh. Thanks, Tank.
You're welcome.
How old are you?
I'm 28.
Excellent. Oh, Connie, 28. Perfect. Wow. That is in our Philly's finest wheelhouse right now because they're definitely more responsible than the adolescents. We'll still listen to
adolescents. We do not have any adolescents on the
Isn't
Philly
that 21? That's considered
adolescent.
No, that's adolescent.
Like 15.
No, that's a kid.
That's what adolescents are.
What I meant to say was it's happy to have everybody in that late 20s.
Yes.
That's right in our wheelhouse. All right. And everybody, the Thursday night player show at the Finn here in Northern Liberties.
Let's come in. You see Mackenzie working the wine bar.
And oh. 15-year-olds.
Right. Hold on. I got one for that.
Sweet statutory.
All right. So originally from Bucks County and now in South Philly, and you are obviously doing great work that none of us want to actually do, which is fantastic. What's your modeling career been like so far? What have you done?
So I started in February, and yeah.
You're kidding, right?
No.
The Instagram, her Instagram page is very good.
Hold on a second.
Stalker.
And I'm the creep.
I know.
Yeah. There we go. Psycho.
I run the Instagram page. What do you want me to do? I'm doing my job. This is what you pay me for.
Okay. Psycho talk.
So I started in February, and I did one shoot that I won. And photographers have just been reaching out ever since. So
I don't know why. I can't figure it out.
Me either.
You don't have beautiful eyes. You don't have a perfect set of teeth. I mean, the body is, you know.
Plus the American flag look. I mean, that's great.
Listen,
in the creek,
Mackenzie, you're going to have to lose a little bit of weight before the show.
I think.
Or before the count. I'm obviously kidding. Excellent. We do not want to keep you here any longer than you need to be.
She's going to be staying for a little while.
Okay.
You're welcome. She's welcome.
Well, she could actually have some of the seafood that Jeff brought.
Yes, delicious seafood.
But I'm going to just go out on a limb right now without Slash, without Zach.
Their opinions aren't that important.
Absolutely. You want to do that in a microphone?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
A little better. I didn't hear that.
Try again.
For the third time. Absolutely.
Okay, good things. Mazel, mazel. That's absolutely for me. Nobody cares what he thinks.
I say welcome, Mackenzie.
Yeah.
Diaz?
Welcome, Mackenzie. Yeah.
Tank?
I already said absolutely. Damn, Skippy.
Yeah. Guess what?
Birthday?
You in there like swimwear?
Valentine's Day.
Ooh. Everybody, welcome to the 2022 Philly's Finest February model.
Just February.
Mackenzie.
Thank you.
Awesome sauce.
Cannot thank you enough for coming in. I know this is also could be slightly uncomfortable.
Creepy.
Well,
the creepometer's going up.
But you're in. You're perfect. You're absolutely beautiful, and we appreciate you coming in.
Thank you so much.
So do me a favor. You're in front of the camera for everybody right now. Stand up. Give him a quick spin. Don't do anything. Oh, Jesus. God.
Awesome. Sorry.
All right. That was all we needed. Okay. Again, the washboard stomach. Yeah, it's just terrible.
Yeah, right? It's awesome. Yeah. It's
no
good.
One likes it.
Yeah, I feel shamed.
But because you got a pot gut? I've been having mine for years. I just noticed you just had that.
Yeah, but you got paid millions of dollars to be in the shape you're in, you know? I should have been. I'm an athlete.
And at this time, we'd also like to thank Julie Warner.
Thank you, Julie.
Thank you, Julie.
For California.
Julie Nicole. Sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, Julie Nicole.
She'll get over it. But, Mackenzie, thank you for coming in, and we're going to get back to a little bit of sports here because you are distracting. Thank you, young lady.
Thank you to the Google machine, Quimby. I just want to let you know the World Health Organization defines adolescents as individuals in the 10 to 19 years of age group. So that's what we're talking about here. None involved in the Philly's Finest calendar, nor at the Finn. But lovely Mackenzie. Mackenzie said she was 28. I guess I'm just I'm getting really old. But she's lovely. She's real
fantastic,
cool, down to earth. She'd be a great addition to the calendar.
She is a great addition. Yeah.
Yes, and you call me the creep, huh?
Well, that's okay. Apparently, I'm the adolescent creep. So, everybody, let's get back to the Olympic conversation.
Yes. Yeah,
we actually have, as always, an incredible track and field team. During the Summer Olympics, I mean, it's probably historically been our strongest sport or strongest category.
Yeah.
No question. There are some great athletes to watch for this Summer Olympics in the track and field. There's 120 members of USA Track and Field and a lot of expectations. First, Sydney McLaughlin. Oh, my God. God, you are not allowed to be an athlete and that beautiful.
Yeah, exactly.
Without question, reservation, or abatement. And I get it, ladies. I know. Oh, they're not supposed to be sex symbols. She's not. She's an athlete, but she is ridiculously hot.
She's a sex symbol.
And you know what?
And she has done some modeling, so she put herself out there for that scrutinization. And I'm going with it. She is beautiful.
She's beautiful. And let's look, as the standing liberal in the group here, all right, I understand. Okay. But like, hey ladies, the guys get to choose who the female sex symbols are, just like the women are allowed to choose the male sex symbols.
Hey,
I got a wife.
Agree.
I got a wife that
agree
would
on air.
I
agree got on air, Sam.
I got a wife that would drop me in a second from Matisse Thybul. Right? She would drop me in a second. She loves him. She swoons. And that's fine. And it's not like Matisse is throwing himself out there or doing it. Like,
so wait a minute. Your wife likes chocolate, huh?
Oh, that's all right. That's kind of white chocolate, man. He's kind of hovering between.
No.
He just has a good tan.
No, but like, so it, taking offense to guy. Listen, you see how women would swoon over the freaking Backstreet Boys or whoever. She's awesome at sports.
Everybody.
And she's attractive.
Did you just say Backstreet Boys?
Whatever. Yeah.
Oh, it is. Oh, we're doing that next.
So here's the deal with that whole thing here. Like, you know, there are plenty of female athletes that we appreciate for their athletic prowess. And if they happen to also be attractive, that's okay. All right. So don't get upset if, you know, we're dudes. We like attractive women. Chicks like attractive dudes. End of story.
Sam? I will not miss one men's swimming event.
I see. There you go.
Hey, but guy swimmers are always.
But hold on.
Ah, really? Yeah, you had to write that down, liberal. Yeah.
All right, let's talk some sports here. Let's talk some Sydney McLaughlin and the USA track team.
All right, first of all, Sydney McLaughlin, she broke the world record in the trials for the 400-meter hurdles.
Correct.
400-meter, first of all, I ran track in high school. I know. Gaga. Ha, 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 ha. Don't anybody make a Benjamin Franklin comment, Diaz. 400, anything over 200 is a mother effer. It is difficult, man, just to hold your lungs that long around the track at a full sprint, adding in the hurdle.
Dear Lord.
Oh, bro, I can't even imagine.
To give you an idea of what the hurdles are like, I watched a college track meet, and somebody pretty much kicked every hurdle.
You can hit the hurdle. It doesn't matter.
I know, but they kicked every hurdle trying to get over it. It was so damn funny.
That's part of it. But so, Sydney McLaughlin favored to win the gold. Gabby Thomas.
Let's talk about her.
Ran the third fastest 200 meters of all time in the trials. All right. What do you want to say?
Well, isn't she the one that like is the Rhodes Scholar or something like?
I didn't do that much research.
Okay. All right. I'll look it up. Yes.
All right. Cool.
She made the Olympic team while working on her master's degree from Texas.
Excellent.
I mean, like, so she's super smart, super beautiful, and super athletic. Like, how can you not?
And speaking of Texas, we could talk about our next athlete, 19-year-old Ateng Mu from Texas A&M.
Wow.
All right. Ran the second fastest of all time in the 800 meters. 800 meters. That is a bitch.
What was her time? Do you know?
I have no idea.
It doesn't matter.
But
two
she
laps.
Would be the first woman in USA Olympics to win a medal in that event since 1988. That is a dry spell and a half.
Damn.
Almost like Quimby's dry spell of March and April
here
of 2020.
We go. And I won't say it, but she also has something pierced, which you can see every time she runs, which is really
thing
cool.
Or things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What?
Plural or singular?
I only saw one, but it could be both.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You only have one eye, too.
What?
Continue, sir.
What's up, fish eye?
So she has one ear pierced.
Let's go with that. All right. Going over to the men's, with Usain Bolt absent this year, Trayvon Brummel is the odds-on favorite to win the 100 meters at plus 120 right now. Interesting. Grant Holloway missed the world record by 0.01 seconds in qualifying. That is projected to take the gold in the 100-meter hurdles. I always thought that was 110-meter hurdles, but I could be wrong.
Yeah.
Other athletes of note before we take a quick break, Michael Norman in the 400 meters, and Raj Benjamin. Raj, what up?
It's all about Benjamin.
Raj Kuthapali Raj Benjamin in the 400 meter hurdles. Could be interesting. When we come back, we're going to talk about the USA kids in the pool. And for Abby Diaz, we're going out on Bud Light Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports Radio in Philadelphia, brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry, and The Fin, with the Players Show starting Thursday, September 9th, back right after this. WDAS 1480 AM throughout the rest of the Delaware Valley. Make it easy on yourself, everybody. You want to listen to us clear and crisp. Download the iHeartRadio app. Go to Fox Sports The Gambler Philadelphia and then subscribe to Green Legion Radio and Bud Light Baseball Brunch with our good friend Zach and Greg Murphy. Everybody, we appreciate you hanging with us tonight. It's been a rough day for a lot of people. Again, our good friend Alex Donahue passed away last night in his sleep. It was
damn.
It was
just damn
untimely. It was untimely. There was no reason for it. There's no malicious. Alex didn't do drugs. There's, you know, Jameson. We've done plenty of shots together, and but that, you know, we'll, I guess we'll find out in the days to come what actually caused. But it's a very somber time for us, and we want to extend once again our heartfelt condolences to his family and friends, MB. And the rest of the family, and obviously the extended Green Legion family. A lot of people became very close in the Green Legion family during COVID, with the Green Legion legends headed off by Deb Kurtz and Jay Vagnetti. We would have 50, 60, 80, 100 people on a Zoom show just enjoying the fact that we were able to converse and
see each other.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank exactly. And
that was great.
I'm not going to be over this one for quite some time.
Yeah, because he was actually a part of that. And at the times that we all got together, it was...
He's always been a part of
it.
He's always been a part of it. I'll tell you right now. My memories of... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I'm pissed off because the Joker gave me a pair of Carson Wentz socks for my birthday.
You're going to wear them every tailgate this year.
I'm pissed off that bastard won 3 out of 4 poker tournaments in our last, and I don't get a chance to get it back from him. We're going to talk about that, Alex, another point in time, maybe at some juncture. But my fondest memory of Alex, honestly, Alex was never in a bad mood. And if he was, you wouldn't have known about it. And he was always trying to hype everybody up. Always. When we were at our tailgates at McFadden's, he would take the mic from our good friend Jeff Perlman, Tip, and keep the change.
You're a good friend. Too much Tesla on the
but
singing.
We would always look for somebody to get everybody hyped up, and Alex would take the mic and start singing the Eagles fight song, and that son of a bitch was more tone deaf than any person I've ever heard in my entire life. But he didn't care. He didn't give a, you know, the whole bit. He just wanted everybody to be at his level and his excitement level and his enthusiastic level and his passion level all the time. It was never, Alex, you all right? You look like you're in a bad mood. Not once in the 15 years that I've known him, it was never, Alex, you okay? You look like you're upset.
Well, there was a couple times where he could get hot. He could get hot, you know, with that face. Yeah. But you knew where he stood. And today was and I'm sure I'm going to reflect on this for a long time. But, you know, I was thinking last week with Irving Fryer and he wanted to ask about fans and how the fan, you know, like this, he's only seen it as a player and it's his job and he, you know, puts up and Irving Fryer plays hard and everything like that. But, you know, Alex Donahue for me personally I would have never known him without the Philadelphia Eagles and probably the Philadelphia Phillies. We did the, you know, Green Legion football and all that stuff too. But yeah, I met Alex when I was a customer of Green Legion, when I was a client, not an employee, in 2009 in San Diego. And I was like, holy crap. Is that Joe Blanton? Does he look just like Big Joe Blanton?
Big Joe Blanton.
2009, you know, right after the World Series. And I would call him Big Joe. And he had this little, like, you know,
Diaz call that he used to do. And then we would do the home opener Phillies tailgates, you know, every year. And then, you know, and he got married and he has a son and he didn't show up as often, but when he was coming to our tailgates, he would text me and, hey, are you going to be there? And it's one of those people where like how sports just unite everybody. And it's going to be hard to do these big events where I'm sure we're going to have a, you know, whatever we do to honor him. But, it's really a big family we have here, and Alex was a big part of it. And he, you know, I'm thinking the last time that I saw him was at our live show.
Yeah.
You know, last November or something like that.
So. I see no reason why. Yeah, I'm with you, man. I'm with you. It's not easy. We're all going through it. This is the first time I've seen Diaz well up. And you know what? It's... You're not human if you don't cry about something like this. It's terrible. And but we're gonna get through it. Now I don't see any reason why you know, this Green Legion season isn't Alex's last ride. You know, yeah. We might have to make that happen, and I think it should. And I want at least this year, every time we go somewhere, every home tailgate that we are, that he's there with us in some way, shape, or form. Whether it's in spirit or
Big Joe Blanton.
So, anyway, let's get back to. Do you need a tissue?
Let's get back to the fun because you guys are crying and blubbering.
Yeah, I know. It's hard.
This is a fresh one. This is a fresh one.
I don't know. It looks used though. But I just
bottled it up, man.
Yeah, I know you just bottled it up.
Anyway, let's talk about the USA Kids.
Yes.
And then
more adolescent talk. Come on. That's not how we want to get back into it.
All right.
Deepest apologies.
We're going to talk about the USA Kids in the swimming pool. And then we got a big Olympic Kaja.
Thank you, Hollis. This sounds weird. Kids in the swimming pool doesn't sound like what
I... They're really young, man.
Right.
No, the USA,
what about Katie Ledecky?
The USA swimming team is young.
Those boys are in
What college. The hell are you... Listen, no. Turn, Clyde.
How many of these have I had? I don't.
We double infused the Bud Light, Bud Light cans for you.
All right, we only got 7 minutes left.
Okay, go ahead. Kick it.
First of all, Caleb Dressel, obviously, Katie Ledecky, odds-on favorites in just about every
She's
category.
A monster. She's great.
Oh, dude, she's fantastic. I love that commercial about the bear, the alligator, and the eagle, which Caleb Dressel has tattooed.
Commercials on TV, yeah.
You understand, commercials are the only thing that allow this show to happen.
The podcast is not, the radio show is not on TV.
He's an idiot. Deepest apologies.
A radio commercial? You heard me recording him when you came here.
Advertised on radio and podcasts.
Anyway.
Everybody.
Teeth is what we'll kick him in soon.
I don't want to say what I have on my notes here because it'll obviously creep everybody out again.
Please don't.
Keep an eye on 15-year-old Katie Grimes in the pool. Katie Ledecky was 15 when she swam in her first Olympics, and I believe Katie Grimes has an opportunity to medal. All right.
We'll keep an eye on her in the pool.
Give me your Kaja. Shut the hell up.
Oh, I got an Olympic-themed kick-ass or jackass. Hold on.
We have to elaborate for Jeff.
All right, so
because
Jeff,
you are part of this today. Sam, do you want to be part?
Yeah, I'm in.
Are you going to talk in the microphone?
Yes, I'm in.
I can't hear her.
Okay. Jeff, well, I'm happy you're here. So what kick-ass and jackass is, it's just a pure emotional opinion. Is this a kick-ass or a jackass move? And it's always kind of a tightrope. So you could go one way or the other. Sometimes if we're talking about like the Dallas Cowboys, you decide to jackass.
Yes. I'm in.
Kick-ass or jackass. Either you like it or you don't like
it. That's right. Sam, go.
I'm in.
All right.
There you go. There you go, sugar.
Okay, so this is what we'll do. I like it ending with tech. So you're going to go first. So basically, that's great. How do you feel about it? It's okay. You'll get the hang of it.
No opinions are oppressed here, sir. Okay.
So what I thought would be fun is we're talking about the swimming events. We're talking about track and field. We're talking about, but there are a lot of summer Olympic events here. And I'm looking through there. I'm like, what? What is this? So however you feel, you've seen some of these. Maybe you haven't. You have a rooting interest, obviously. We're going to start off here.
Beach volleyball. Jeff, kick ass or jackass?
Kick ass for those ladies.
Good
kick,
answer.
Kick ass for sure. They're beasts.
Could not give a crap about the men's. The women's kick ass.
What he said.
Yeah, I think we all agree. I tune in for every women's beach volleyball.
That's an interesting dynamic, by the way. You know what took place, right? With women's beach volleyball. I might have that in here real quick.
About the switching of partners?
Yeah, switching of partners.
Tell them about it.
I like beach volleyball when you switch partners.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds real good.
Awesome.
Song. Oh, that was, yeah, hold on. That was the Miss America 5 minute wave.
Okay.
Five.
Okay. Apologies. Anyway, we'll talk about
we're
that.
We're all
later.
Good. Okay. Here's another one for you, Jeff. Summer Olympic event, surfing.
Jackass.
I say kick ass.
I say Valeria Salustri. We wish you were competing in surfing.
It's paddleboard. No paddleboarding.
Well, she moved out of surfing because she didn't like the fact that it was open to judges' opinion. However, we are favored to win the gold in U.S. women's surfing.
Ooh, nice. We're going a little bit kick-ass there.
I'm going to say jackass. That shouldn't be in the Olympics.
Why not?
How about surfing?
Yeah, surfing. Should not be in the Summer Olympics.
All right, hold on. As opposed to skateboarding?
Hey, I will get there. It's a long list I've got here.
We'll get to it then.
I've got it. Kick-ass or jackass, Jeff? Trampoline.
It's jackass.
Full jackass.
Trampoline gymnastics? Love it. There are so many things that can go wrong. Total kick ass until somebody snaps their neck. Then it's jackass.
Really? Trampoline?
Yes.
You're not doing anything. Completely utter jackass.
I am going to split the line here. I'm going to say jackass, but Kumi makes some good points.
Yeah.
Okay. How about this one here? Jeff, kick ass or jackass? Equestrian.
All right. I don't even remember what that means.
Riding a horse and jumping over little
jackass
fences.
Yeah, we have to put up with that riding of the horse every time Hollis is around.
The horse is doing all the work.
Do you have dressage separate or is this the jumping one? There's two different.
Oh, hold on a second. Ready? Ooh. Ready? Hold on.
This one I think is kick ass. The other one I think is jackass. So I wasn't sure which one you're talking about.
Can you define?
Hold on. Diaz, I've never seen you that perplexed and confused.
Not only fantastic. Not only perplexed.
The horses fantastic. Don't get medals. The riders get medals, not the horses.
This is awesome.
Jackass.
I'm going to answer for everyone. Sam, that is ridiculous. Ridiculous answer. It's jackass. By the way, Bruce Springsteen's daughter, Jessica Springsteen,
shocker that she's had enough time in her life to actually concentrate on nothing but riding horses.
Okay. Sam, how many minutes we got left on this?
Two.
2 minutes. Okay.
We'll do a couple more. She can compose herself long enough.
Here you go. This will be a controversial one here. A Summer Olympic competition, golf.
Oh, I love golf.
Okay.
I'm going to say.
You'll get your turn, Quimby.
I'm going to say kick ass.
Jackass.
Tank, why don't you take this before I talk?
Summer League?
Summer Olympics, golf.
I'm going to say kick ass.
Which was awesome in Brazil. Justin Thomas, not Justin Thomas. Give me a second. Justin Rose didn't qualify, who won the gold in Brazil 4 years ago. But can I expound on this? How much time do we have?
Hurry up. No, you don't have that much
time. We're going to take Kaja all the way into our final segment. Why don't we do this? Because golf in the Olympics is going to be a fantastic. No, there's great storylines in this. Great storylines, which you may or may not. Look.
Is he drama queen? Is it The Bachelor over here or something like this? You want TV drama?
Honestly.
Gambling?
And more so in women's golf than there is in men's. Even though that Dustin Johnson couldn't figure out how to get on his private Gretzky jet, even though he's number one ranked in the U.S., number two ranked in the world, couldn't figure out how to get his ass over to Tokyo to play golf for 3 days, you jackass. I'm going to tell you about that. But keeping up with the Cordas. Jess and
not
Nelly.
Drama.
No, I've got some great storylines for golf, which should make it actually more enjoyable to watch. And you're going to hear about it when we get back on Fox Sports, The Gambler, Green Legion Radio, Bud Light sponsors, MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry, Alex's Last Ride. We love you, man. We miss you already. Yeah. Again, back right after this. Brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry, and The Fin. The Fin, our new home for the Thursday night player show with Dave Spadaro and a current Eagles player every week. Inaugural show, September 9th, everyone. September 9th. And I am quite certain that Spuds, who rumor has it is recently engaged.
Yes. Right before the show.
I wasn't going to be a part of that.
Our good friend, Eagles Insider, Dave Spadaro. I just happened to be scrolling through the Instagram stories. Popped up. His bride-to-be had posted he had proposed inside the Eagles locker room.
Well, that should smell well.
Yeah, well, it was clean. The players, it's off-season.
Right? Sure,
so we got a lot of questions for Dave when he comes back on the show.
I cannot wait to grill that bastard. That'll be great. Hey, Spuds, if that is the case,
congratulations,
my friend. You are absolutely one of our favorite people. One of my favorite people, one of my biggest supporters, and congratulations, man. Hoping that is absolutely true and accurate, and we got you. Just so you know, we're all crashing your wedding don't get an invite, just so you know. Anyway, we still have some more kick-ass or jackass to get to, but if it's okay because you brought in golf, all right, I'm going to give this 60 seconds.
I should have known better.
60 seconds and no more. All right. Keeping up with the Cordas. Jess Corda, 27, and Nelly Corda, 22, are part of perhaps the most athletic family in America. Both parents, Petra and Regina, played professional tennis. Petra winning one Grand Slam title, the Australian Open, in 1998, when he reached number two in the world. Petra and Regina played under the Czech flag, but the Cordas have been in the United States full-time since 2008. Jess and Nelly's younger brother, Sebastian, 20, plays tennis professionally. This year, he broke through at the French Open, making it to the fourth round before he wound up losing to champion Rafael Nadal. All right. A lot of good storylines here. When Jess and Nelly played together in 2019 at the Solheim Cup at Glen Eagles, their matching uniforms made it hard to spot them. They both stand about 6 feet tall. They look very identical. And even though Team USA lost the cup, the Corda sisters, when paired together, didn't have a match go beyond the 14th hole. Their performance looked like a glimpse into the dominance to come. Add Lexi Thompson and Danielle Kang, and there are going to be medals coming out of this group because they're the only other country to field four golf members aside South Korea. And that's a big deal because South Korea has dominated women's golf for many years. So that's all I have.
That's going to be great.
Hey, real quick, men's golf, I do want to say Justin Thomas, Bryson DeChambeau, always fun to watch, right? Xander Schauffele and Colin Morikawa are taking the field for the men's golf, and that poor excuse for a man, Dustin Johnson, decided after being ranked number one in the country, number two in the world, I can't figure out a way to get the Gretzky check over to Tokyo.
Hilarious. Are we in our last? First off, I guess I'll just say
we are in our last segment.
Okay, so Quimby, kick ass for golf. Then is that your answer?
Oh God,
is that your answer?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're in our last segment. I'm wondering why we don't have Disco Tank. So Disco Tank, get that thing going.
Sorry.
What's up, man?
Yeah, what's up? What's our last segment?
You're all sorry. Don't act like you just guys are just looking at me. I'm the only black guy in it. Don't do that.
Here we go.
We
made it through the whole show.
No, this is for the fans. They love the Disco Tank. Jeff.
By the way, real quick, David Harris, Bryant Walden was saying you should come in studio. David Harris, if you don't come in studio soon, we're all going to screw you up. We're going to mess with you. All right. David Harris, open invitation to come in studio with us.
That's true. David, all members of Diaz Nation, free to welcome into the studio. I won't be here in 2 weeks, but next week, show up. It'd be great.
Show up in 2 weeks. And apparently, it's Shut Up Diaz Nation.
5 minutes to go.
All right, here we go.
Jeff, we're back to Quimby's long talk about Goff. I should have just left that one out. All right. I got a couple more here for you. How much time we got here after Quimby's 5 minutes? All right, we're going to do one more.
Four and a half after that diatribe.
BMX freestyle, Summer Olympics. Kick-ass or jackass?
Jackass. No, it's kick-ass. I'm sorry. Kick-ass.
I'm going to have to go kick-ass.
I'm going kick-ass, man.
I'm going kick-ass, too. I love that.
Kick-ass is the correct answer. Sorry, Jeff.
Don't worry. I changed.
Last second. Summer Olympic sports. Jeff, fencing.
Jackass.
Kick-ass.
Jackass.
Complete another jackass.
Jackass. It sounds cool, and you watch, like, 30 seconds, you're like, I'm out.
It's like a dance.
If there's armor and swords, I'm down.
If that little button underneath there.
There is no armor and swords, I'm down.
Yeah, but fencing's like the original gangster of Olympic sports.
Gangster?
Really?
Thanks, Sam.
Is it really?
Look. And by the way, if you look at her right now, she looks like the original elf. Anyway.
We might have to call HR on that.
All right. So here's where I'm gonna drift off a little bit here.
Okay, just say it.
On kick-ass jackass. We're gonna talk about track and field. Mm. And what I wanna know, there is a correct answer. I wanna know what is the best event. Track and field. All of it. We've got sprints, relays, javelin, long, all that. What is, Jeff, this is big time. Mm-hmm. What is the best track and field event?
My favorite is the high jump.
Okay.
Bar none, the high jump.
I like the sprints, 100, 200.
Without question, 4x4.
The 4x1 relay?
4x400.
Yeah, no, it's 4x4.
4x400.
I like your
that means everybody runs 100. Once around the track, they got to.
That's a 400. That's 4x100.
No, it's not 4x100. It's 4x400.
It's like a mile run, and you're the quarter mile.
I'm talking about the 4x1.
He's doing the 4x1.
4x1 is 4x4.
Well. All of you are wrong. It's the women's pole vault because they have the hottest chicks in all countries and all sports. The women's pole vault. You watch that. Watch women's pole vaulting. They look like our model Mackenzie in here. They are Amazonian. They're 6'1". They pull on these poles and they're literally upside down stretching.
We need to
going 23 feet. You measure up 23 feet in there. You'll be like, holy. Oh, damn it.
Did you say?
Yeah, he said, yes. Write it down.
Write it down.
He said, holy sugar, honey.
I did a little.
Diaz, do you get out often? I was asking for a friend.
I don't go to a lot of women's pole vaulting competitions, but I'm saying the best track and field event is women's pole vaulting. Sure. So. And
you were yelling at me for spending 2 minutes on golf.
You spent 9 minutes on golf.
I got 77 seconds on women's pole.
Last category. Obviously, Jeff, you know the correct answer to this one. Summer Olympic game. Table tennis / ping pong.
Oh. That's a jackass.
Jackass.
Knowing what you know and what we know about you, complete and total 100% without question, reservation, and abatement, jackass.
Do what's right, Tank. Do what's right.
When I say jackass, does that kick you off athlete's row? Because I was going to say kick-ass initially because I saw the ages playing. Yes!
But your best remark in weeks, bro.
Is that why he's on the athletes, right?
Yeah, absolutely not. I'm here because I played Division I soccer, but I have to be a ping pong player.
He's a table tennis champion. I got to say jackass, well, because you're back here.
You guys are wrong. I will speak for Sack and Kyle that aren't here. They would obviously say kick ass.
You know what?
You do not speak for them on this
Hold on a second. Just for that. Because we are out of time.
You
guys are all wrong. It's a kick-ass sport. I'm a champion.
I'll play
IFA
it.
Champions 1997. Third singles, first doubles.
You started to lose the volume.
You because of that.
No. Commercial.
Hold on. We'll get it. But.
Forrest Gump?
No. It's even worse.
It was released this week, you know.
I know. Again, yeah.
Anyway. Everyone. One more time. We have been trying to push through this. It's been a rough day for us. Alex Donahue, your friend, your family, and your friend and family to more than just the people in this room. And we're going to miss you, man.
Damn.
We're going to miss you in a big way. Pushing through.
Yep.
Bud Light Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia, 104.1 Trenton, WDAS 1480 AM throughout the rest of the Delaware Valley. iHeartRadio app, easiest way to listen to us. Check us out. We appreciate you spending your Saturday afternoon with us. It's going to be difficult for this week. We're going to keep coming. We're going to keep entertaining. We're going to do everything we can to keep your mind off of what's going on. And we want to say thank you once again to Jeff Schroth.
Yo,
thank
Jeff!
Thank you for coming in, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
Crab du jour and the Finn for being our host location for the player show this year, man.
I personally
can't thank you
the next enough. 10 years? 10 years?
Yeah. I'll be
10-year out of it.
Long-term contract in play.
I'm going to thank you short-term for what you brought us out there. I'm going to destroy it.
Everybody, for Diaz on Athlete Row, this is how we go out.